Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So we're going to discuss now the halacha of Hotza'ah. The Chazon Ish was machmir to assume that there would be an Isra Hotza'ah. So that Lachora would work with Rav Nissen Karelitz's Geder, that something that doesn't have a Tircha, which is not Latzarach HaMoed, would remain Asr. So Lachora, therefore they say that the Chazon Ish used to, before he would go out, because he was Choshesh, that let's say, if you hold that you can't make an Erev around most cities, meaning according to the Rambam, let's say, this is just a Rambam, 95% of Erev in the world are Pasul, that's a whole nother, not for right now, but I'm not going to get into why, but at the end of the day, so the Chazon Ish general did not carry on Shabbos, so therefore he held that you should not be carrying something which was not necessary. And also not only that, the Chazon Ish also used to take the kippah off that he was wearing. The Rav Chaim Kanevsky writes that he would take off his kippah. He was wearing his hat already, so he didn't need it. So then he didn't want it. He thought that was extra, and apparently he did on Shabbos Yantav also. So that lachora is difficult because that's a derech malbush, but I guess an extra chumrah, whatever it is, that was what the Chazon Ish did. However, the minhag olam is to assume that totsa'a, first of all, we do have an erev that you would rely on Shabbos and Kol Shekein you'd be allowed to rely on Chol HaMoed. That's A. B is that most assume that there is no tircha. So we go again, like what we said with the Rishim Rishlom Zalman. And if it's not a Rishis Rabban Torah, then for sure there would be room to be meikel. And that is for sure minhag olam. That's what the Shevet Alevi brings down. If you are Choshesh, let's say Manhattan, that has a Rishis Rabban and a Torah, I'm not sure Shevet Alevi wouldn't have a Kula, but I assume you go through Shlomo Zalman, and it's just like Malacha, it has no Tircha, and then I assume that you would have what to rely on for Shlomo Zalman as well. Now, that is the Halacha about Malacha below Tircha. Now, let's do the reverse. What about Tircha below Malacha? If you do something which is very difficult, and it takes a lot of time, however, there's not an official Malacha that is Be'etzem part of it. So that actually is also, that is Usr. That is Usr on Chol HaMoed, because that's Mevazeh as a Moed. That's not treating the Moed with its proper Kedusha. So therefore, they bring down a specific example, then everyone, Chachamei Nav Barosh, I can't give every example of something which is going to be causing you a lot of work, but just learn from the basic standards is that something is very difficult, and something that's a difficult task that you wouldn't feel comfortable doing on a special day, then you really shouldn't be doing this on Chol HaMoed. So the example that Moshe can bring down, and they discuss in Shulchan Aruch, is a case of moving your apartment. Someone who moves apart, I can tell you firsthand, is very difficult. To move, it takes forever, and it's difficult. So that's something which is not enjoyable also. So therefore, that is something which is going to be usher during Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch does bring down, in his case, that let's say it was an apartment that you were renting to an apartment that you own, that the Shulchan Aruch was mekel. However, the Achronim point out that bezman hazeh, that even that is going to be something which is, it's very, everyone sees, you're going to bring in the moving truck, it's something which is a zilzul in the moed, and therefore, if it's not a hafsid meruba, like you have to pay like a whole another major month's rent, or even year, whatever it might be, then also that should be avoided. So again, and based on that, we can learn that something which be'etzem is difficult, physically tasking for you to do, that's something which should really try to be avoided on Chol HaMoed, even if it doesn't involve a full-on malacha. And the same thing, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, not same really, Rav Chaim Kanevsky points out that in addition to that, that this tircha of actually something which is physically tasking for you, being aser, the lashon of Rav Chaim is, at least the quote from Rav Chaim, is that even something that requires his askus v'tirdas halev, something which is going to mentally take up your mental capacity and something which could bother you, that also is going to be aser, and that's why Rav Chaim Kanevsky tainer, that's why buying and selling, mecha chamemkar, going to buy and sell things at a store, is aser on Chol HaMoed, even if it's small things that you could buy in a minute, and it's not something which requires, it has a major physical tircha, because that is the mental tircha, that is something which will bother you if you know, let's say you got the wrong price, it's going to ruin your Simchas Yontem. So therefore, we usher all Mekach u'Memkar. So that is another thing which is ushered during Chol HaMoed. Some Achronim want a taina that Malacha of Borer is usher and no egg on Chol HaMoed. And so then according to them, it would be, again, how Borer works in Yontem. Anyway, Bechal is a big Shaila, but it seems to be the minute of Olam on this also is to be Mekel, or Debletzke quotes that way, so that is going to be another point that many are Mekel. So you don't really, I guess we could rely on the Mekelin for that halacha. Now, when it comes to malachas that we have on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're also going to be Asr, a lot of them, on Chol HaMoed. Important to note that. When it comes to, let's say, Amira L'Nachri. Amira L'Nachri is an Isr that's Asr during Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't tell a Goy to do a Malacha for you, which you are not allowed to do. So the same thing would apply to Chol HaMoed, that you cannot tell a Goy to do a Malacha, which you would not be allowed to do on Chol HaMoed for you. So if it's whatever malacha that we were discussing so far, that is something which is usher for you to do, I cannot tell a goy to do that very same thing for me. Let's say also malacha b'shinoy, if I'm not like writing, let's say, we're going to get to that later. Writing is usher on Chol HaMoed almost always. Maybe for your learning might be something different, but etzem, writing is usher. So doing it with the shinoy, writing with your left hand, let's say, is something which is also usher midarabanan on Chol HaMoed, and that would also apply to something that's which is another isher. And also, let's say, schora is buying and selling. We mentioned that already. If it's not letzorach hamoed, it's for sure going to be usher. That's again, the din derabanan of schora. However, mukta is not something which is usher. Let's say, like a pen, think of moving a pen. We don't seem to have that isher when it comes to chol hamoed. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with more halachas of chol hamoed, and Mirtz Hashem, the upcoming halachas.